Yeah, good morning, Jamie.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Looking at my notes, you're still in JFM. WB9A's at A in Cottage Grove, just east of Madison. And my name is Jim, of course, running the Drake R4 T4X and GLA1000, running about 500 watts. And the antenna is a quarter wave sloper. Band conditions are up and down, you're okay right now. And so we'll see how this goes. 40 meters. If you can find a clear spot on 40, that would be fine. But I think you may have some difficulty with that, because at this time in the morning, many times the band is still long to the southern part of the United States. And some of those folks get very upset if you get on what they perceive as a lifelong frequency of theirs. So, but we certainly should try it. I would like to use 40. I certainly would. Oh, by the way, the microphone here is a Turner Super Sidekick, and we're running all this stuff through a Palstar antenna tuner. Wanted to make a quick comment there, Dan, about using acetone in radios. Don't get acetone near any radio. I have found out the hard way of dissolving phenolic band switches and any of those materials. Acetone is very, very aggressive. If you want to remove a grease, then I would, and not destroy the band switch, I highly recommend alcohol. Denatured alcohol probably is the best, and it doesn't evaporate quite as quick, so you can use a brush. But man, I'd stay away from acetone. So that can be some nasty stuff. So that's about it from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, and I hope to keep the net going all summer. And I'm about to go outside here after the net. I'm going to have a bite to eat first, and I'm going to lay out some counterpose wires for my tower here, which I don't look forward to doing, but this is the perfect time of year since the grass grows like crazy. So back to you, Dan, and again, thank you for running the net. We always appreciate that. W9JFM Algoma. Been there a number of times fishing. WB9A sitting in Cottage Grove, where there are no fish. Over.